Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Power Play Podcast. I'm of course your host, Spider Junkie, but you can call me Jake. And we're back for Power Play Podcast. It is yet another week of the podcast, and I hope you guys had a great week. It is Monday, August 10th, and I'm also recording this on August 10th because I had some things to get done before, and this is the only time I could do it, so hopefully I get it up in time. It's currently 3 o'clock, so hopefully I get it up by my dinner time, but we'll see. We'll see. I promise I will get it up by midnight at the very latest. But anyways, what happened this week, Jake? Oh, I'll let you know, okay? Well, just sit down and take a seat and relax, because I'm going to tell you everything that happened in my life and otherwise. Hold on one second. Let me take a sip of my drink. Oh, yeah, that's so good. And this week, I'm actually, you're getting a little bit of a bittersweet Jake as a host, because this is the very final energy drink that I'm going to be having for a while. I haven't put like a set date on how long I want to go without just soda in general, actually. I don't want to have any carbonated drinks that are like fully caffeinated and stuff like that, like energy drinks or sodas or anything like that. The most I'll have with caffeine is like tea or chocolate, which doesn't have that much, but it still has a little bit. And it's just because I'm starting to feel like shit, guys. I feel like poop a lot of the time, and I feel like that's part of the reason, is because I just, like, shovel, like, garbage in my mouth all the time, whether it's food or drink, so I'm starting to, like, maybe choose my decision a little more carefully, my food decisions. Like, right now, I just had a banana and some yogurt, and I'm also enjoying my very last energy drink, which is, if you care, a NOS, the original NOS. It's one of my favorites. It's tropical, and it's very nice, so yeah, hopefully I'll be able to keep that up. I am starting to replace my food. I'm just now starting to drink water on a regular basis. So, I don't know. Hopefully this will help me feel better about myself and as a, I don't know, not such a piece of shit, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. If that doesn't work, then I will, I don't know. If I'm more unhappy, like, eating this stuff and drinking, like, stuff that I don't like, then I will probably go back to what I was doing before, just so I'm happy a little bit, you know? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens, all right? But anyways, enough of my stuff. Let me tell you what kind of movies I saw this week. And actually, I think I only saw one, but I almost saw two. I saw a movie. It was a great movie, actually. It was called It. The movie I saw this week was It Follows. And it was actually really good. I bought it on Blu-ray, like a risk. I just took a risk and just bought it because I thought it was gonna be great, and I've heard great things about it. And I loved it. It was fantastic. The ending, it ended a little abruptly, and it didn't really leave. I don't know. It just seemed like it was like a little bit too soon to end it. But otherwise, it was a pretty great movie. I highly recommend seeing It Follows. It's basically, the concept is, there's something that follows you in the form of anything. It can be a loved one, or it can be a stranger, or it can just be anybody, and you are being followed by this thing that just walks towards you, and then if it touches you, it kills you. And the only way to pass it on or to get it away from you is by having sex with somebody, and then they have the thing, and then it follows them. So basically, you can't sleep. You can hardly do anything without just, like, wondering if something's going to come follow you. And, yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty great, and I don't know. I recommend seeing it, because there's a lot of effed up shit in it, and there's also a lot of cool stuff. So, yeah, definitely go see it, because it's great. Rent it, buy it, go, what is it called? Fucking DirecTV it. I don't know what it's called. DOV it. POV it, HDV it, I don't know what it's called. Whatever you do on your smart TV or whatever. Oh man, I guess it's pretty much renting it. Anyways, so And let me tell you about the movie I almost went to go see. I almost went to go see the new Fantastic Four movie, or Fant Four Stick, if you want to call it that. And I kind of wanted to save my money because of how garbage it looked. I mean, initially it looked okay. It looked promising at the very beginning. And then it started having some faulty press releases about things just like that aren't anything about Fantastic Four. Like, the source material was just like thrown out the window, and I was just getting really afraid. And apparently it has a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes and like a 12% on IMDb, so I'm kind of not wanting to go see it anymore. And I've seen lots of like horrible reviews for it, so I don't know. I was actually like getting kind of pumped. I'm like, maybe this will be the one that makes a difference, you know? Maybe this will be the Fantastic Four that actually gets it right. And nope, it gets it even more wrong, which I did not think was even possible from the past Fantastic Four movies, because those were just those were garbage. Those were honestly Michael Chiklis in the Thing suit just sums it all up. It's awful. It's bad. It just looks stupid. And I don't know, guys. So don't go see Fantastic Four. That's my recommendation for this week. Go see It Follows and don't go see Fantastic Four. And if you already have, I'm sorry. And if you already have, let me know and maybe you'll change my mind. If you thought it was amazing, then, I mean, hey, everybody has their own opinion. You could be in the minority and I could also be the minority, but I kind of think that if I didn't like the older ones and this one is at an even lower percentage on those sites, then I probably won't like this one. Especially because it doesn't even go by what is in the comics. It's just like its own fresh take. Which is fine. It can be fine. But in this instance, apparently it's not. So that sucks, because I wanted this one to be good. And apparently they're still making the sequel in 2017, I think. But that might change, just depending on how well it does in the next couple weeks, which it doesn't look like it's going to do any well, like any good at all. They might get some money from it, but they definitely won't get any, like, I don't know, good reviews or good press or anything like that. So, yeah. Holy shit, it looks bad. And Dr. Doom just looks stupid in this movie. Like, honestly, he looks dumb. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm just, like, basing this off of nothing, almost. But I can almost 100%, like, tell you that you should not go see this movie, and I'm gonna save my money until it's free, or maybe like a dollar to rent, and that's about it. So, that's what I recommend to you guys, is wait a long time until it's pretty much free to watch it. And even then, I mean, even then, would you want to watch a garbage movie, even if it's free? I don't know. It's still time wasted. Alright, so anyways, off of movies, which I would love to talk about movies all day, but we can't. So, before we go into any of the comic book or video game news, let me tell you about something that happened to me this week. I actually have a few stories this week. So I got pretty much accused of making meth, I guess, or doing drugs and making drugs. And it's solely off the fact that I went to go and purchase some hydrogen peroxide to make elephant toothpaste the other day at Sears, and the guy looked at me like I was a cokehead or a meth addict or something, and I was embarrassed, kind of. I was also a little bit on the defense, like I was about to, I don't know, defend my honor, but I asked him, hey, do you have any hydrogen peroxide solution and 6%, you know? And, like, I was actually, like, giving him facts about what I need, and it was weird because I knew all of that, but, but he told me that, he's like, no, we don't sell that kind of stuff, why would you think that we sell that kind of stuff? I'm like, well, I saw online, on your website, that you have that kind of stuff in stock at this very store, and he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy, And he was just kind of treating me like I was a, I don't know, either I was just a stupid teenager or I, yeah, was making drugs with it. Because, I don't know, just the way he looked at me, like, why would you come in here and try to get this for no reason? Like, this is just like, you're buying this one thing? What are you getting it for, huh? So I felt weird with that. And then a few minutes later, maybe like 20 minutes later, I went over to Walmart to get something else for the elephant toothpaste, and I picked up a on sale, I thought was a soda. It was like one of the end caps, and I thought it was a peach like soda, but it turned out it was a peach alcohol. It was $1. I didn't think alcohol could be so cheap. But anyways, I brought it to the lady with all my other things. I had like a good bit of stuff. And it got down to that, and she's like, oh, can I see your ID? I'm like, for what? Why do you need to see my ID for what I'm buying? I mean, the only thing I can think of that I would need, she would need to see my ID is for the movie that I bought, because it's rated R, and she didn't think I was 17 or above, which I'm 20, so I'm like, okay, so here's my ID, and she should see that I'm fine. And then she said, it says you can't buy this. I'm like, what, the movie? She's like, no, this peach alcohol, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, I did not know that was alcohol. I promise. And then she's like, okay, all right, sure. And then I'm like, what, you saying I'm lying? And she's like, no, you look okay. She was pretty much just like not believing that I thought that was legitimately soda. $1 for alcohol, whatever. So I got accused, not flat out accused of like making drugs. What was that sound? So I got accused, not flat out of selling drugs, but I mean, it's implied. And then I got embarrassed trying to quote unquote buy alcohol when I'm only 20 years old. So yeah, I thought I could get it past her without her noticing, but didn't happen. No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was a freaking soda. Ugh. Peach soda would be great. And, okay, whatever. So, yeah, that all happened, and it was fantastic. And then I went to go to Chick-fil-A and got a freaking peach shake to make up for it. And those things make me want to cream in my pants. I wish they weren't only allowed during summertime. I wish they were always on sale, because they're so fantastic. I don't know anybody else that has peach shakes, other than maybe Cookout, but Chick-fil-A is so close, and they taste so good. I freaking orgasm all the time because of the cheap peach shakes. Anyways, so, one more sip of my drink. Oh my god. Alright. So, what else happened this week? Well, something that made me absolutely poop myself was I saw the official Deadpool trailer come out for the Red Band and the Green Band. And if you don't know, the Green Band is just a more PG version of the Red Band trailer, and where it's kind of like family friendly and it's a little bit like less vulgar and all that good stuff. And then the Red Band, it just goes all out, and you see blood, you see violence, you see all this, you can see like butts, you can see butts. Or anything like derogatory like that, or like curse words out the yin yang. And yeah, they're both great, fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing this movie around my birthday time, and yeah, it'll be great. I hope that, I don't know, I don't see this one being a flop after X-Men Origins kind of absolutely screwed it up. This one looks actually pretty good. Like, this version of Deadpool looks almost identical to what it is in the comics, and the humor is pretty dead on too. So honestly, if this movie does at least above average, like a little bit above average, like Ant-Man did for me, it was like kind of that 7.58 range. If it does at least that, I will be very satisfied, and hopefully they'll make a sequel if it's that good, and that one's even better. But I don't know, I don't want to get too hyped for a movie. I never want to get too hyped for a movie, but Deadpool's one of my favorite characters, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how hyped I get. I kind of don't want to watch any other Deadpool trailers, because the more I watch, the more is spoiled. So, I don't know. That's usually the way I like to go into movies, is if I watch all the trailers and I watch them over and over and over again, I'm like, okay, now I've seen the entire movie, and then I go into it and I'm like, well, that was... I saw all that already. Why did I... Why? So that's usually what happens, which is not good. That's what happened with The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and granted, that's an awful movie anyway, but I think it would have been a little bit better for me if I hadn't seen all the trailers and all the behind-the-scenes stuff and all the teasers and all that good stuff. I was really hyped for that movie. I was really looking forward to it, and then it fucking shat on me, dude. It shat on me, because I was thinking that it would be even better than the first reboot, which was okay. The first Andrew Garfield reboot was fine, and then the second one could have just like improved upon that and made it even better. Kind of like with the original trilogy, when Spider-Man 1 came out with Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire, and it was pretty good. It was a good start. And then Spider-Man 2 freaking blew me out of the water when I was 9 years old. And then 3 came out, and I cried. And then I cried because of how bad it was. I'm joking, I didn't actually cry, but I was very upset because it was just so... stupid. It was so stupid, and I was upset because they did Venom wrong, and there's a lot of things going on that I just hated. I was very distraught. So I was hoping this would be like the new, I don't know, like the new Spider-Man movie that I loved, because I love Spider-Man 2 and I love Spider-Man 1 too. But 2 has always like been my top fave forever. So yeah, I was very let down. Amazing Spider-Man 1's okay. It's still like a maybe 7. It's an average film. And then I was hoping that would just ugh, God. Okay, sorry. I don't want to go on a rant about things that I'm not supposed to be talking about. So, yeah. So, Deadpool trailer came out, and a lot of the things that were in the leaked Comic-Con version of the trailer weren't in there, which I was looking for, but I mean, I guess it's cool that they made it different than the leaked Comic-Con trailer. It was still pretty close. There was a few things that were just taken out, like a couple of the jokes, a couple of the added humor, which was, I mean, that's fine. Man, I'm looking forward to Deadpool. I gotta stop saying that, because I'm gonna get myself hyped up, and then it's gonna come crashing down at some point. Ugh! That's the problem with these movies now, is like you just can't get too hyped, because you're gonna end up, yeah, getting burned, and it's not gonna be good. So, anyways, on to Spider-Man Civil War news. Apparently, Tom Holland has already filmed all of his Civil War cameos and everything like that, and apparently, they had already done all of the Spider-Man actual like fight scenes before Tom Holland was even announced to be Spider-Man. So they did all that like with the guy in the mask and did all of his stuff without him actually being shown, and then he came in and did all of his like unmasked parts, I guess. So yeah, that's pretty cool, I guess. I mean, I'm really looking forward to what the costume looks like and how it's gonna be, I don't know, played into the Civil War movie. But apparently it's supposed to be a bigger role than we thought. He's supposed to actually have a lot of parts and a couple, actually like 2 or 3 fight scenes. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A good introduction to a character, and then he'll have his own spin-off film in 2017, and it'll be great. It'll be fantastic. Oh, Spider-Man is just my absolute favorite, and I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. Spider-Man, that's why I put him up like so high on a pedestal, because if something bad comes out, then I'm like, I'm crushed, man. I'm just devastated. And then when something great comes out, I'm like, yes, this is what I wanted the whole time. Why couldn't you have given this to me a long time ago? So yet again, I don't want to get too hyped for this, but I'm getting hyped for it already, even though it's like 2 years away. So, ugh. And I know, and Civil War is only 1 year away, so. Oh, man. I think Civil War would be good, though. Because Winter Soldier was great. Avengers 2 was pretty okay. And then, I don't know. But it's going to be more like Winter Soldier, I hope. because it's a Captain America film. It's his third film, so hopefully it's going to be just on the same level, if not better. If it's better, holy shit. And I love the Civil War storyline in the comics, so if they touch on that a lot, then it's great. That'd be great. I do hope that they don't have too much stuff going on in this movie, because it does seem like there's a good bit of stuff going on. Like, there's a villain, and then there's also the whole, like, yeah, clash between Tony Stark and Captain America, and I don't know. I hope they don't, like, overstep their storylines, I guess. Kind of like the Amazing Spider-Man 2 did. So that's cool. They already filmed as cameos. Everything's set. Hopefully we get a sneak peek of Civil War by the end of maybe like the Halloween. That'd be cool. Like maybe a couple months. That'd be alright. Like our first look. Oh, and another cool thing that happened this week was Halo Wars 2 got announced. Now, I never really got into Halo Wars, the original one, because I'm not too big into real-time strategy games, but it's gotten pretty great reviews, the original one, and of course the second one's just going to be even better. How can it not? Amazing Spider-Man 2 was awful, but this one's going to be great. This sequel actually will hopefully be great, and I might actually get into it. Maybe by then I'll have an Xbox One by next year, and then I'll be able to play it. Because that's really the only thing I want to play on Xbox One is Halo. Is Halo, Halo, Halo. There's so many Halo games that I could just pick them all up on the Master Chief Collection and just play them all. That would be great. But, yeah. So Halo Wars 2 got announced at Gamescom a few days ago. Actually, it was about a week ago. But, yeah. So looking forward to that a little bit. Only if I get Xbox One. And then I'll also be able to get a lot of other shit on Xbox One that's coming out. But, yeah. So look forward to Halo 2. Halo Wars 2. No. Halo 2 is great. Halo 2 is my favorite. Alright, guys. So this is the end of the podcast. I hope you guys will have a great week. Until next week, when I talk to you guys next. This is episode 15. We've been going for a good bit consistently. I hope you guys have enjoyed me having consistent podcast episodes. And if you fucking like it, then just let me know about it. I don't care how. Just tell me. Hey, Jake, this is a great podcast. I love you. I don't even know you. But here's the thing I'm going to tell you to go read for this week. And also, I want you to go watch my new list series. It's going to be 25 list items over 25 weeks of things that I've never done before. And this is a series that I used to do a long time ago, and this is the return of that series. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. That's why I did the elephant toothpaste materials. That's going to be the very first video. It's going to be going up on every Wednesday. There'll be a new list item video, so go check that out. It'd be great if you did that. It's so much fun. I have fun doing it. It does take a lot out of me because I'm already doing all kinds of other things. So every Monday podcast, every Wednesday list. And yeah, maybe some random videos every once in a while. So, and then also my friend Michael is also participating in this as well. He's doing another list of 25 lifts items on his channel as well. So, if you guys like Michael, check it out. If you like me, check it out. If you like both of us, check us both out. Yeah. So, and then before I go, let me tell you about the two comic books to read this week. Not three, just two this week. Go read Halo, the graphic novel, and that is a Marvel and Bungie like co-op made comic, like graphic novel. So, and it's great. It has some backstory on Chief and all kinds of great things. So yeah, if you like Halo, you've already read this, but if you also like Halo and you haven't read it, then just, yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it, of course. And then also go read the very first issue of Deadpool, Merc with a Mouth. And it is the very start of, yeah, of Deadpool shenanigans, and it's great. I actually have this comic book at my house along with other Merc of the Mouth issues, and they're great. I love the series. So yeah, guys, I love you so much. This episode was a little bit of a cluster, and I was just trying to kind of push it out before the day ends, so sorry if it sounds like a little bit rushed and it sounds a little bit all over the place, but you know what, some weeks it's just going to be like that, and I hope that you can deal with it. And then next week, hopefully, will be a little more planned and a little more, I don't know, relaxed. So yeah, I love you. Have a good day and week.